help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. So much trouble in this world. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm fighting just to make it through. Yet I'm standing on your word, asking you to help me make it through. But I'm showing lack of faith in you. Lord, help me to trust you. Help me to believe. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. Lord, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Lord, I'm striving. God, I know you want the best for me. But every time things turn around, self-doubt shows me what I can't see. How can I believe for others and not for me? Help me to
my former guest on my show. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Brenda Moss, and I am calling from Evansville, Indiana, and the phone lines are open. Welcome, Andrea. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Thank you so much, Brenda, for having me again on your awesome show.
Now, that track is still my favorite.
Thank you.
That track is how old now?
About 3, almost 4 years old. I did it in 2016. So it's about,
yeah.
about 4 years. Yeah, about four.
Yeah.
Over 4 minutes.
Yeah. I love the way you hum and the lyrics, all that. It just all come together. And you were on my show back in 2017 and 2018. And welcome back. So where are you calling from, Andrea?
I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, that's my town. It's my city. I was raised there, but unfortunately I'm here in Evansville, Indiana. Welcome, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you all for tuning in. Tell us, Andrea, what you've been doing since the last time you were on my platform.
Oh, wow. Well, the last time I was on your platform, Brenda, I did continue, you know, to do some songwriting. I was able to write a song for a young lady named Kimberly Williams called Testimony that she released back in she released it back in 2020. And also, you know, working with some contemporary, you know, artists as well, with, you know, songwriting with different songs and you know, also just working, you know, on my own music, you know, songs that I had already written, you know, trying to, you know, put them together to put out. And the last time I was on your platform, I, you know, in February of 2021, I signed with a record label, MC1 Nashville, Copper Lily in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been just, you know, just writing and just getting ready to, you know, put some more music out, you know, for my fans.
Right, right. And as I read and did my research and read through your bio, you have won several awards for this single, Only You Got. Tell us about that.
Yes, it was actually, it was nominated for quite a few awards. I won a Champion Award. It's in, they're based out of New Orleans, for Best Single 2019. I also was a GIG Award. They're also based out of, I think, New Orleans. I was nominated with them. And Kingdom Image Award, I was nominated in Rhythm of Gospel. I was nominated for award, and I won a songwriting, well, songwriting award this year for that single, Only You Got, from, they're based out of London, so I received that award recently, and yeah, I'm super excited, you know, and also I had a Dove nomination this year, so I was in the first round, so I was really excited about that as well.
Well, I want to say congratulations to you for the hard work you've done and that you continue songwriting and spiritual music. So as we move along in the show, I would like to play Only You Got for our curious listeners out there.
All right.
Go ahead and reintroduce yourself, Andrea, to our curious listeners that don't know of you. What would you tell them about yourself?
Well, I would say that I'm a person, you know, that believes that you can do anything in any situation that you're in, you know, whether it's, you know, a mental, physical, you know, I just feel like, you know, God empowers us to be able to overcome and to do anything. And the type of music that I write, I try to always empower and encourage, you know, people, you know, and I think there's more me, you know, I just, I'm just a person that you know, I like to encourage, you know, empower, you know,
So, were you raised in a musically talented family?
No, I mean, on my father's side, I have aunts and things that sing, but for the most part, you know, I just, you know, God just had gave me that gift. And, you know, at a young age, and I just try to utilize, you know, what he gave me.
Right, right. Well, good for you. So I'm going to go ahead and spin this song, Only You Got. So give the reason what inspired you to write this song. Is there a story behind it?
Well, when I wrote Only You Got, well, I received the track back in 2017 from London, from they're called Our House Music, based out of London, England, and they reached out to me about doing the track and everything. And when I heard it, you know, all I could think of, you know, is, you know, when people go through things and they can't see their way out of things, mm-hmm. you know, only God can change that. You know, if a person, you know, is, you know, just going through anything, whether it's
mm-hmm.
you know, drug abuse, whether it's depression,
right.
you know,
right.
whether it's, you know, several different things, you know, only God can bring you out of those things. You
right.
know, sometimes, you know, it's never by our power, or by
right.
our might. You know, it's always, you know, only He can do it. Only He can heal you. Only He can change you. So when I heard, you know, the song, you know, it's different than what I've done before, because
mm-hmm.
I consider myself, I think it's where when I first started, that I did a lot of gospel ballads. I feel
yes,
good. Sir. You know, they gave me an opportunity to kind of be more, you know, creative. So,
yes.
you know, I just, that's basically what I heard from the song, you know, only you, God, can fix this situation, you know,
right.
what I'm going through, you know. So
right.
that's the encouragement that I would give out that song, you know, for people to hear.
Okay. Well, I love it. And here is
Thank
Only
you.
You, God. Andrea, you stay in that seat. We'll be right back.
All right.
Only you, God. There's something about the way, Lord, that you love me. You keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see. Everything is owed to you. When I couldn't see my way, you gave me the strength to make it another day. Life I couldn't imagine without you. When I'm feeling at my end, on you I can depend. When I am all alone, you're there to pick me up when I fall. I know you never leave me. You sacrificed your life to give the very best to me.
You, God, go right ahead and give your social media information, how our followers and fans out there to still keep up with you. Go ahead, Andrea.
All right. Well, you can go definitely, you know, on Facebook, and you can go to, I think it's at Artist Andrea Carlisle is my page on Facebook, and it's at Andrea Carlisle 6 on Twitter. And Instagram is artist Andrea Carlisle.
All right. Thank you for that information. So what is that ultimate desire, Andrea, which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of this newest single, or rather with all your music?
Well, I would say, Brenda, what I, you know, looked, you know, for fans to get out of my music is hope, you know. Never lose hope and never lose, you know, faith, you know, in yourself, you know. Because a lot of times, you know, we allow others to dictate our life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of people that's affected by things that said to them when they were young that made a big effect on their life, how it is on today. So I just, you know, want to encourage anybody to just trust and believe in God first, you know, because with him you can do anything. You can't fail. And just, you know, believe in yourself. And always don't let anybody tell you, you know, well, because this is going on or you have this going on, that things can't happen, that God can't, you know, manifest in your life, because he can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would just say, you know, to people to just, you know, just continue, you know, to keep, you know, the faith and the hope, you know, built in him, and just believe in themselves that they can,
right.
You know, they can do anything.
Well,
so I would tell my fans that, you know.
Okay. Well, that's Andre. That's you. So tease us and let us know about any future music projects you got coming up on hand.
Well, I'm looking to go to Nashville soon to record a song I wrote several years ago, you know, called Broken. And I think that it's the perfect time to bring it out with everything that's going on in the world right now. And people can really relate, you know, to that, you know. So I'm hoping that, you know, that people can really embrace it and, you know, and be able to be healed, you know.
Right.
And whatever that, you know, that they're going through, and know that they're not alone in their battles and in their struggles, because a lot of times you feel that way. So I look forward to, you know, working on that, and also, you know, doing some songwriting, you know, more songwriting, and also, you know, hopefully to do a virtual concert soon is what I'm looking to do. I wanted to do something, you know, at, you know, a building and things, but, you know, there's a lot going on right now. So I'm just trying to stay safe and keep the people that I connect with safe as well. So I'm looking, you know, into doing, you know, maybe like a virtual jam session, you know,
myself
and some musicians I know. So I'm going to try to put that together here soon.
Virtual upcoming events you have planned later this year?
Yes, I'm supposed to go to a showcase in Florida from my label, MC1. So I can, you know, definitely keep everybody updated and posted, you know, on my social media, you know, about any events that I decide, to do. Because, I mean, I know there's a lot of people, a lot of artists out here that's really having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that too, but you still have to be safe, you know. And
right.
I'm just one of those people, you know, that I'd rather, you know, be safe than sorry. So
right.
I'm just, I'm just kind of just playing it by ear right now. But I'm definitely going to be, you know, doing more, you know, kind of get more into the virtual thing. I thought it was cool the last time that a lot of I saw artists doing that. And, you know, so it gives people the opportunity to still enjoy music. So I'm hoping, you know, to get out and do some more things. And in the local area, you know, a couple of venues, you know, that I've got on the table that I've been discussing. So, you know, again, I can, you know, keep everybody updated and posted on, you know, the plans that I have.
Well, thank you for that information. You are more than
welcome.
For shout-outs, names to persons that have supported you during your journey and your music. Go right ahead.
All right, absolutely. Well, definitely my mother, Patricia Carlisle. She, my mom, always is my biggest thing, and I don't know what I'd do without her, you know. I don't take nothing for my mom, you know. My spouse, Nikita Carlisle, my production manager, Vivian Murray, my label CEO, Darlene Fowler. Just, you know, those are my main, you know, anybody I don't mention, charge it to my mind, not to my heart. But, you know, those are the main people that I really, you know, that hold me down behind the scenes, you know, that make sure that I'm okay. And when I'm not okay, you know, they're there. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's give them an applause that they will continue to support you and all your music and my friends. So as we come to a close to our fun and show, Andrea, please come back with your new music project. And congratulations again from me, Lady Diva, on your awards and recognition on your new single. Well, this single, Only You Got, is 3 years old, but it's still new to me, and I'm quite sure it's new to some curious listeners out there. Any words of encouragement you would like to give as we close out the show?
Yes, I would just, you know, and I think I've always said this, you know, never, you know, be pushed to meet the expectations of people. You know, I always, you know, push to, you know, to meet that of God, you know. So I would just say, just, you know, again, just believe in you no matter what, you know, no matter what anybody tells you, you know, believe in you. Because I've been seeing just so much of that going on that, you know, God just really has me in that realm, you know, just to, you know, to encourage people just to love on, you know, love on the people that love you, you know.
Yeah.
And don't try to connect yourself to, you know, to toxic things, because sometimes we try to reach back to those things, and God has already showed us and several times that that's not what we need to do, but we continue to do it, and we learn hard lessons. So I just say, you know, just, you know, stay focused and, you know, be mindful of your connections, mindful of the people that you connect with, because everybody, you know, doesn't pray, P-R-A-Y, for you. Some people pray, P-R-E-Y. So I just say, you know, just, hey, just be encouraged and just, you know, and just keep pushing. So those are my words.
Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. Andrea said, you pray, P-R-A-Y, and there are those that pray, P-R-E-Y. That's a good
Absolutely.
One. Well, Andrea, you are very blessed. Keep the blessings raining down on you. I love your music. I love your style. You keep going. Come back, with your new music projects. And I will play again, Only You Got. You have a blessed evening, and keep in touch. I will be following you, Andrea. Good night, everyone.
Well, thank you, Brandon.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
This is Lady Diva Live Radio signing out, and thank you all for tuning in. There are more shows coming up on my station. Thank you all for your support. Send in those donations to keep me broadcasting. This is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
The way, Lord, that you love me. You keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see. Everything is owed to you when I couldn't see my way. You gave me the strength to make it another day. Mighty is your life I couldn't imagine without you. When I'm feeling at my end, on you I can depend. When I am all alone, you're there to pick me up when I fall. I know you never leave me. You sacrificed your life to give the very best to me. Oh, only you, God, can save me. Only you, God, can make it a way for me. Only you, God, can save me. Keep opening doors I never